So I present about the 10-year outline for Asia Pacific region, how we can promote young people to get into the space sector. And we have a specific plan, step by step, 4 stages in 10 years. So we initiated a regional workshop in 2014, and we looked at that into like until 2023. So I've been asked one question. So when's the best time to plant a tree? And I ask, is it today, is it tomorrow, or whenever we have time? But the answer is 10 years ago, then it's now. So we already passed the deadline for 10 years ago, now we better start now. Yeah.
Are young people still enthusiastic about space?
They're quite excited because right now space becomes commercialization, and we have role models like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos from the United States. We have other role models around the world. Recently, NASA has published a book called Hidden Figure, and it's also in the cinema as well, to illustrate the story behind the scene. When back to 1960s, those people who work behind the scene act as the human calculation stuff. And and part of our job is to encourage people to get enthusiastic about space. So one of our activities is to hold conferences, meetings, workshops, to allow students from different backgrounds get into, and we talk to them about space. Even like people from law background or social science background, we make them enthusiastic about space. Yeah.
And of course, the theme of the forum is how space can be a driver for socioeconomic sustainable development. Mm-hmm. Tell us how space can inform this. I mean, well, space technologies or applications developed for use in space.
Yeah. So I would like to share another story of mine. So I participated in the International Space University's summer program this year in Adelaide. Our white paper project is about how to utilize the revolution of small satellites. So now satellites become downscale from like a ton weight to just a couple of kilograms. And we use this to help developing countries like for application of resource management and disaster management and Earth observation as well. So we use this for those developing countries who hasn't got the capacity to develop their space technology to help their people to a better life quality. Yeah. And we also use this as a storytelling to the rest of the group of especially young people, how space can change their life.
How can space change a young person's life?
Okay, I will take the example of Neil Armstrong then. So it's a big step for humankind. It's a small step for him, but it's a big step for humankind. And right now, Elon Musk is talking about colonization of Mars. Today, I heard a presentation from Africa Space Agency, some country, but he mentioned this. So they don't have plan B because there's no planet B. And we don't have one Earth. In order to survive for the humankind, we need to explore, we need to go out, and space is the frontier. All humankind is going to break together.
Thank you very much. And I wonder if you can talk too about the value of having the United Nations and its office, UNUSA, looking at a more sustainable and just future for everybody.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed is it's designed for everybody and it requires partnership. However, this is quite hard to achieve at today's world. Everywhere we got political issues, political intention that hinder such collaboration. And I'm happy that UNUSA brought this topic up because, like I just said, it's a collective effort required to break the space frontier. And the partnerships right now is quite isolated. So some countries may collaborate with each other, but the whole world as a whole, there's no such framework for everyone to collaborate on a single stage. And I believe UNUSA can play a quite vital role and sustain such development or their progress.
Thank you very much. And is there any final message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
So my message for a listener is join SJAC today, whether you're young people or already space leader in the space industry. So if you're young people, join our team. We have plenty of opportunities for you. We have conferences, we have competitions, we have scholarships to support you. And if you're already working in the industry and you are over 35 years age limit, don't worry about it. We have honorable board membership for you. And come to support us.